The leader of Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah, accuses Saudi Arabia of leading offensives against the movement. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said Hezbollah has recently been under fierce political and financial pressure from the Saudi regime, but that the movement would overcome the difficulties. He added that the kingdom has been threatening and blackmailing Arab and Islamic countries to put pressure on the Lebanese resistance movement. According to Hezbollah leader, Saudi Arabia's financial sanctions on Hezbollah have been futile because the movement enjoys popular support and receives financial aid from ordinary people. Later in his remarks, Nasrallah described Syria as the backbone of the regional axis of resistance. He said Israel has been trying to break the axis since its 2006 war on Lebanon. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Wahid Azal, who is an independent scholar and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Berlin. Wahid, as always, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about Sayyid Nasrallah going so strongly after Saudi Arabia, saying essentially its offensive against the movement is futile?
Well, the Sayyid is absolutely correct about this. For Saudi Arabia to be accusing Hezbollah and the resistance of terrorism is quite rich, given the fact that we know of Saudi Arabia's connections to the various Takfiri groups throughout the region, chiefly among which are ISIS and the other al-Qaeda networks, al-Qaeda itself, obviously. So, you know, the question needs to be thrown back at Saudi and the GCC for them to actually define what they mean by a terrorist organization. There's enough literature and there's enough critical discussion about what the definition of terrorism entails that they have a lot of explaining to do.
It was interesting as well that Sayyid Nasrallah pointed out that even many of the Arab countries don't agree, in fact, with Saudi Arabia,
right.
And in fact have made that very clear. How do you feel about that?
That's true. I mean, because it doesn't make any sense at all. So what the Saudi government has been resorting to now is trying to buy the assent of these various Arab and Muslim countries so they will agree with the position that the Saudis are throwing out there, the nonsensical position, actually.
And of course, then the question always is then who benefits from Saudi Arabia and any Arab country labeling Hezbollah as a terrorist organization?
Israel. Who else? And the United States. Who else benefits from that? I mean, this has been ongoing since 2006. I mean, let us not forget that Hezbollah defeated the IDF on the ground in 2006 when Israel invaded southern Lebanon. And since that time, the Israelis and the Zionists have gone in overdrive in trying every means at their disposal to disrupt the various relationships that Hezbollah, as a legitimate organization and legitimate political party in Lebanon, has been enjoying.
And then finally, Wahid, you know, Sayyid Nasrallah essentially challenged the Saudis, saying that we still have popular support, that, you know, the
exactly
ordinary
right.
people give their very even minute financial aid, that's worth a lot to us, and that will never be stopped. Certainly that's a defeat for the Saudis and Israelis, isn't it?
It is a defeat. I mean, it's definitely a moral defeat, but it will not, unfortunately, stop either the Saudi government or the Israelis from disrupting this relationship. But they still have to answer the question that Hezbollah and the resistance enjoy the popular will of the people in Lebanon and beyond Lebanon itself. So, you know, I mean, but these people don't really care about popular will. And that is another question.
Okay, Wahid, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us. That was Wahid Azal, who was speaking to us live from Berlin.